From cliff stole to backyard offices, the stories that rounded out the day. A retrospective video on Cliff Stoll, the astronomer who in the mid-1980s spent months tracking a hacker through university systems before tracing the intrusion to a KGB-connected espionage operation, landed with 124 points. The cuckoo's egg, the book Stoll wrote about the case, remains a foundational cybersecurity narrative, and commenters noted that 40 years on it holds up as a case study in how persistence and careful observation outperform sophisticated technical tools. Backyard office build post with a detailed cost breakdown drew 219 comments, reflecting a Hacker News demographic that built home offices during pandemic-era remote work and has continued refining them. Discussion ranged from local permitting requirements and structural standards to whether a detached structure justifies its cost over a quality garage conversion. The old insurance maps project, which digitizes and geo-references historical Sanborn fire insurance maps, an extraordinary record of American urban development, received formal charter project status from OpenStreetMap US, a small but substantive piece of good news for the open mapping community. Two pieces on cognition and professional identity in an era of AI assistance were noted as a natural pair. Beyond Recall and the Illusion of Competence argued that constant AI-assisted information retrieval creates a false sense of understanding by replacing the deep processing that comes from working through difficult problems. It's not the end of programming pushed back on automation doom narratives by arguing that the creative and architectural dimensions of software development resist the kind of substitution the discourse tends to assume. Both were described as touching something real without fully resolving the tension between them. Lighter fare included Don't Wordle, a puzzle game in which players attempt to guess a word that does not exist, a lateral game design that the community characteristically appreciated, and a rediscovery of Isaac Asimov's 1958 short story The Feeling of Power, which imagines a future in which humanity has forgotten arithmetic because machines perform it. A show HN Entry Buslins visualized UK transit reach by showing users everywhere accessible by bus from any given point. Comments were supportive with constructive suggestions, which was described as the community at its best. An open BSD on Digital Ocean guide demonstrating a $4 per month deployment closed out the practical infrastructure reading, noted as a useful reference for anyone seeking a network-facing service with a small attack surface.